Kyle, have you had any sleep at all?
I think I got about 6 hours last night, or was it five? I don't know. I lose track after a while.
Well, we had Tim Skubick on the program this morning, and I said, all right, initial impressions of Rick Snyder's proposed budget. And he just said, wow. What's your impressions?
Well, I think there's two pieces here. I mean, the first piece is how he's going to be changing the tax structure. We're going to be hearing a lot today about simple, fairer, and more efficient. And, you know, what that means is people who've been getting, I guess, a better deal on the state taxes are no longer going to be getting a better deal. He's going to be flattening it out for, I guess, you know, and I think the losers are going to end up being senior citizens who have ended up not been paying taxes on pensions or have been getting a special deal on the homestead property tax exemption. That's no longer going to be the case under this proposal. And then on the tax side, or on the budget side, I guess what struck me is these cuts to the universities and to the municipalities. You know, Granholm cut those two entities quite a bit during her tenure, and it looks like Snyder's going to do the same thing. And, you know, what's interesting about that is that at the same time he's making these cuts, he's also suggesting ways to change the emergency financial manager law in the state. So in one case, he's taking money away from these municipalities and these boards and these school districts, but then on the other hand, he's making it easier for the state to come in and fix these financial emergencies that he's helping create.
Well, in looking at this budget also, the education aspect sticks out. It's supposedly such an important part, but they're going to see cuts there, and that's going to hurt a lot of school districts.
Well, and I think what the idea here is to put pressure on the local school boards and on the cities to renegotiate contracts with unions, and I think that's really where the push is here, is to try and cut down on public compensation. I mean, he's laid the groundwork for that already. And, you know, as part of the changes that he wants to see in the emergency financial manager law is, you know, when you have one of these people come in, they're able to go in and scrap the contracts, these union contracts, and rewrite them essentially. And, you know, what the advantage is there for the cities and the school district administrators is that they can do that without falling into bankruptcy. You know, if a city or a school district were to fall into bankruptcy, well, then the advantage there would be that you could renegotiate those contracts without going back to the bargaining table. You know, the person in charge just say, okay, well, this is what we're going to do, take it or leave it. And so I think that's kind of where he's going, the direction he's going by cutting these entities is kind of forcing this on public employees, not just state employees.
What has been the feedback that you've heard from not only other lawmakers, but other folks in the media who cover this every day?
Well, I think there's a little bit of shock and a little bit of adjusting. But, you know, if you've been listening closely to Rick Snyder, there shouldn't be an awful lot of surprise. I mean, he's been talking about public employee compensation since the campaign trail. So to see him going in that direction shouldn't be that much of a shock. You know, he's been saying he wants a simpler tax code. You know, but until the details actually have come out, it's just, you know, it hasn't really computed what that means, and now we're starting to see what it means.
When I look at the details that I've been able to absorb so far, Kyle, it looks like it's pretty fair. It looks like all of us are going to have to tighten the belt buckles a little bit.
Yeah, and I think this homestead property tax thing is going to impact a few people, maybe a few of the listeners. Maybe we won't get the exemption that we will or we have enjoyed in the past. And so what that means is that the people who make less money, the lower income people, actually get a better exemption on the homestead property tax exemption, but they will not get the earned income tax credit. So there's kind of a balancing out there. So you'd no longer get the earned income tax credit, but you get a better exemption on the homestead. So, you know, there's kind of a balancing out there, and then he isn't going to cut Medicaid, which is helpful to those who, you know, need public assistance for your health care. But then he's going to turn around and take off welfare for those who are able-bodied people after 48 months, which is something House Republicans have wanted since the middle of the last decade. So, you know, everybody's going to get a little something here. And then the good thing also, I think, that to emphasize the point of this being fair, is that he's going to be putting a freeze on this rollback of the income tax increase from 4.35. It was supposed to go down to 3.9. He's going to keep it at 4.25, it looks like, and so we won't have that that rollback, and so, you know, folks can say that everybody's going to share in the pain, and, you know, the middle-income folks are not going to enjoy a tax cut, at least.
Kyle, was there anything that wasn't in there that you thought you'd see?
No. I mean, we know that employee concessions is part of it. We were looking for the dollar amount on that. It looks like he's settling around $180 million, and, you know, that seems like not a lot, considering Granholm's employee concessions were around $200 million. But you got to keep in mind, I mean, these things have been adding up over time. You know, and state employees have taken at least two or three budget cycles in the past decade. And so to keep going back, I mean, there's only so much you can get out of them at a time. You know, you got to be realistic in what you're asking for. So you can't completely, you know, go after them. But, you know, employee concessions are going to be a big part of the Department of Corrections budget. They've been gearing up for some time. The correctional worker unions have been getting ready to share their stories, talk about how awful and tough their jobs are and how they can't take a lot of cuts, and they're, you know, they earn every penny that they get. So, you know, you're seeing those battle lines form, and we're going to hear a lot more about it.
Kyle, is there any way that they can meet the governor's proposed deadline to get this budget completed?
Well, I think that there is a real commitment on the House side anyway to do that. And I think you're already starting to see that. The House is moved the item pricing repeal that he suggested. They're already moving very quickly on the emergency financial manager law. That moved out of committee yesterday. And that was a significant piece of legislation. I mean, the Democrats ended up putting 27 amendments on that proposal yesterday, and we're only able to get a couple. But the point is that that's a huge piece of policy. And they're moving on other things that Rick Snyder had proposed in his State of the State address. So the House has already shown a commitment to move quickly on Rick Snyder's budget. I think the question mark is whether the Senate is going to be moving with the same vigor and the same speed. Can they get it done? They can. I mean, anything can happen, I suppose. I don't think it's necessarily very likely. I think the realistic date to try and get the budget done is still July 1 or the 4th of July. And if they can meet that, I think they're really getting somewhere.
Kyle, do you think Rick Snyder is trying to mimic what's going on in Wisconsin? Are we trying to union bust here?
I don't think so. I mean, he has never really campaigned on that. I mean, he's always talked about trying to meet with people and trying to work with people and not really strong-arm them into something like that. I don't think that that's the type of attitude that he's taking, but I do think that he wants to get municipalities and school districts out of some of these contracts and get them thinking into more belt-tightening on their public employee contracts. I think that's where he's going, but I don't think he wants to necessarily bust up or dissolve unions. I don't think that's really where his interest lies. I don't think he wants to pick that fight.
Kyle, do you think you've got your take on this, or are you going to have to sit down and really absorb this over the weekend before you really have the taste of the flavor?
Oh, no, I think that was yesterday. That was yesterday. No, there's a lot of details in a budget. I mean, there's 15 state departments, and there's numerous line items. Now, obviously, Snyder's going to be rolling up this budget, which means that he'll try and get his administrators to have more authority in what is spent. The legislature will roll down the budget. That's kind of what they do, where they take out all the line items and have a more direct say and where the money's going. That's what they like to do. And so, you know, that will be another one of those kind of turf war battles. You know, do you give the governor more power, or does the legislature say, hey, we're going to take a more active role in deciding where this money's going to get spent?
Kyle, thanks so much. We'll talk with you next week.
Yeah, I appreciate it.